Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good Sunday morning to you. Welcome to Nature Notes with our naturalist and Jim Gilbert. We're waiting for Jim's call right now, as a matter of fact. Brought to us by the Yard Patio Furniture down there in Jordan, Minnesota, and Cardinal Corner. Let's talk a little bit about Cardinal Corner while we're awaiting Jim's call. If you've never been there, I urge you really check it out. They have two locations. But Pam and Lee always like to remind us of various things, like their huge selection of squirrel-proof feeders that will attract all kinds of birds, from robins to mourning doves, cardinals to finches. They have so many different types of bird feeders and wind chimes. You're going to find yourself really browsing for quite some time there. Bird baths, you bet. Beautiful selection like you will not find anywhere else. What else you'll find at Cardinal Corner? The freshest bird seed around. And if you have not subscribed to their monthly newsletter yet, all kinds of tips and stories, just subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert, Amy's at the Newport Center. They always like to chat with you, 651-455-6556, or online at cardinalcorner.com. You check it out. Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning from the fair, Jim Gilbert. We have, officially 72 now, 72.
Oh, my goodness, 72. All right. Well, I'm calling from the North Shore Lake Superior. It's 57, and it's been cloudy up until a few seconds ago, and the sun just came out. It's like it's going to burn off this fog we've got. But I have to say, the fog is really, really beautiful here. And I'm calling from our family cabin at Luton, up on the ridge, not far from the shore of Lake Superior. As most people know, Lake Superior is the largest, coolest, deepest, roughest, and cleanest of the Great Lakes. And here in Minnesota, we have 206 miles of the more than 2,500 miles of coastline. And, of course, it's very scenic. I know, Danny, you know that. Your family's always enjoyed coming here and looking around and just hanging around here.
Oh, I tell you what, I could do that three or four times a year, I think.
Oh, yes. We're here over the Labor Day weekend with our three sons, daughters-in-law, grandkids. Oh, we've been walking, hiking. Our boys played golf. The kids have been jumping in Lake Superior. I don't know. Actually, it's not too bad. It's about 65 degrees water temperature. But we're just enjoying being together in this beautiful, beautiful setting. Incidentally, there's about 2 dozen wildflower species blooming. I'm looking right now. I'm sitting in my car outside the cabin, so I don't cause all kinds of too much talking when others are sleeping. But I'm looking at tall sunflowers, Canada goldenrod, large-leaved asters, purple-stemmed asters, and we're seeing a few golden yellow leaves on the paper birches and reds on sugar maple and moose maples, and we have these native mountain ash trees here all along the North Shore. They're just loaded with clusters of the burned orange fruit, which is available to birds, and many, many birds are going to be after it. And now, Danny, I'm starting to see blue sky. This is burning off in a hurry. Incredible.
Send some down here, will you?
Yeah. Oh, is it cloudy there?
It is, yeah, for a while.
Okay. For a while. Okay. In the greater Twin Cities area, sunrise, 6:36, set, 7:48. That gives us a total of 13 hours, 12 minutes of daylight. We're losing daylight at the rate of 3 minutes per day and have lost 21 minutes since last Sunday, and a total of 2 hours and 24 minutes since June 21st have been lost. And of course, that June 21st is a solstice when summer began in the Northern Hemisphere. The normal high for today in the Twin Cities is 77, normal low 58. You're well above that. Records for today, September 2nd, for the Twin Cities, high 97 was set 81 years ago, 1937. That's 97. Record low, just 42, set in 1974, 44 years ago. And the most rain that's ever fallen in recorded history on the Twin Cities, 1.97 inches, almost 2 inches on this date in the year 2000. The last quarter moon sets at 1:56 this afternoon and will rise again at 11:53 tonight. Our next full moon is Monday, September 24th. Now at the beginning of September, Venus, Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn are all lined up across the south. So about 30 minutes after sunset, Venus is low in the west-southwest at about 7.5 degrees altitude. Jupiter is in the southwest at 18 degrees, Saturn in the south at 22 degrees, and Mars in the south-southeast at 12 degrees. So it's possible if you get to a good spot, you can see all four planets tonight and the next couple of nights, of course. Lots of things happening outdoors right now. White oak acorns and other acorns have been falling in numbers lately. Acorns are vital food for many animals, including wood ducks, wild turkeys, red-bellied woodpeckers, white-tailed deer, black bears, both red and gray squirrels, eastern chipmunks, and the list goes on. So we call it the mast. The mast is made up of the acorns that have fallen. Very, very important for wildlife food. We noticed the golden yellow leaves on native basswoods, just a few here and there, green ashes, eastern cottonwoods, and on butternut and black walnut trees, and touches of red on the foliage of sugar maples, sumacs, and Virginia creeper vines. Look for migrating monarch butterflies and green downer dragonflies heading south. New England aster and autumn joy sedum are favorite garden plants, and of course the New England aster is a wildflower too, as a nectar source for migrating monarchs. Common tree frogs are small insect eaters with toe pads, and they produce a sticky substance that allows them to climb surfaces such as window panes. Watch out for these little frogs on these September evenings. They continue to come, and they're attracted to, of course, outside lights on your window panes and screens, and they're there catching insects. This is the peak time for beekeepers to extract honey. We'll get into that a little bit later. Gardeners are busy harvesting melons, carrots, eggplants, leeks, broccoli, cucumbers, tomatoes, sweet corn, beets, potatoes, and much, much more. In mudflats and wetlands, look for migrating shorebirds such as lesser yellowlegs, greater yellowlegs, and semi-palmated sandpipers. In northern Minnesota, golden yellow leaves are showing on paper birches, as I mentioned, and balsam poplar trees, and the dogbane. And we're seeing reds, of course, on moose maples, and the foliage on moose maple foliage, and fireweed is displaying the last of its, I call them kind of rose purple flowers, marking the end of summer. The information on sunrise and set, weather history, astronomy, and phenology that I've been using this morning is from the Freshwater Society's Minnesota Weather Guide Environment Calendars. The 2019 editions of both the wall and engagement calendars are now available in many book, gift, and wild bird stores throughout Minnesota and western Wisconsin. Also, for today and tomorrow, Labor Day, look for the new 2019 editions of the Minnesota Weather Guides at the Minnesota State Fair at the Freshwater Society booth in front of the Care 11 Red Barn Pavilion, just across from the Minnesota DNR Park. Denny, meteorologists and climatologists, for all of us listening, consider September 1st, that was yesterday, to be the first day of autumn here in the upper Midwest. Now, astronomers have us wait until the autumnal equinox on September 22nd for fall to begin in the northern hemisphere. But we're definitely into biological autumn by September 1st. And again this year, I'll just give you just some examples. Migrations of warblers, flycatchers, shorebirds, Baltimore orioles, other bird species continue. Fall mushroom watching is beginning. As I mentioned, the green prime is passing, and we're seeing patches and tinges of fall colors on foliage of trees and shrubs. Fall blooming wildflowers such as several goldenrods, Jerusalem artichokes, aster species, and white snake root are now blooming. And Denny, well, I was standing there at the State Fair several times just lately because I was promoting the Weather Guide calendar, but we took time to go into the Merchandise Mart just inside the Snelling Avenue Fair entrance and saw the By the Yard display.
Tony and I were there on Thursday, a great display, and did you test out any other furniture, Jim? Did you relax on any?
But, you know, we don't need any more at our home. We've got so much, but we love it. But you know what? I was watching the people, too, and I was looking at those fire tables and the chaise lounges and the swivel chairs, of course, and the benches and the, you know, the many tables, including the Cambridge Cafe game table. And then I looked at the oval frame table. It looks like a large picnic table. And, you know, all this is maintenance-free.
It really is.
It's fantastic.
And you're naming some of just a few of the things. They have over 300 maintenance-free outdoor items. This is the furniture Jim and I have told you about for years that is made out of recycled plastic milk jugs. It's the furniture we have out on our deck here at the Broadcast Center at the Minnesota State Fair. And this is all they do. It's a family-run business down near Jordan, Minnesota. And, again, that's all they do, and they do it better than anywhere else. This time of the year, as you know, Jim, is the best time for the sale prices and delivery, as a matter of fact. Save hundreds. Go to buytheyard.net today. But like Jim mentioned, they are at the Merchandise Mart here at the Minnesota State Fair. Check out By the Yard. But get that catalog and go to, you don't even have to come to the fair to get the deals, as a matter of fact. So go to buytheyard.net and request that catalog or see them at the Merchandise Mart.
Just lately, our neighbor was over measuring our picnic table, and we were talking about the fact that we had had some strong winds lately, and nothing of ours had moved.
No, no, it does not move.
We have like 14 pieces, and nothing has moved.
And for those folks that have a lake home and they have a dock, you can let a lot of folks who put them out in the dock. Now, if it falls in the water, it'll float, albeit low. It will float. But it's great furniture. It really is substantial furniture. All right, Jim, what else do you have in your nature?
Well, anyway, we have visited the swine and the horse barns. And one of the things, you know, people always wonder, what did you eat when you were there? We went to the Salem Lutheran Church kitchen, and we had something called, they're known for the Swedish egg coffee. But we had a meatball sundae. And this is a bowl of mashed potatoes and gravy with a big meatball in the center. It was delicious.
I'd like that for breakfast right now, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Oh, they serve great breakfast there too, I guess. But anyway, Captain Rob Herring from Optimum Fishing Charters out of Barker's Island at Superior, Wisconsin, reports that this past Friday, the 31st of August, they were 4 miles out of the Superior Duluth Harbor area at 2:30 in the afternoon. Surface temperature of Lake Superior was 64.4 degrees. Now, down 65 feet, it was 54.6. And they continue to fish for lake trout and now they're fishing for king salmon. Diane and Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, report that a male Baltimore is still coming to their sugar water feeders. That is as of last Thursday. What we talked about, I talked to him on the phone just yesterday. We talked about the fact that the Orioles are still coming to feeders throughout Minnesota, for that matter, but most of them leave Minnesota by September 3rd. That's like tomorrow. And they're night migrants. So don't be surprised if you have Baltimoreos at your feeder today and tomorrow they're gone. Dave Herring was in the Boundary Waters canoe area just this last weekend. And he was at a lake out of Ely called Ima. And he said lake trout and northern pike were biting, and there were numerous yellow leaves seen on the paper birches and early yellow fall color on other trees. Ray and Marlene Simon, who live on the edge of Northfield, report 17 species of birds are coming to their feeding station, including rose-breasted grosbeaks, gray catbirds, and Baltimore Orioles. They have 10 hives of honeybees. Ray took off 80 more quarts of honey yesterday for a total of 160 quarts this season. The quality is very good, he reports. He is getting about 60 pounds of honey from each hive. Last year, he got 90 pounds per hive. Marlene Simon found a 3-inch-long brown-colored walking stick in her flower garden this past week. They hadn't seen one for years. That's the way I feel, too. I haven't seen one for, maybe 10 years. Marlene continues to collect monarch caterpillars and eggs and raises them inside and then releases the adult butterflies. So far, she's released 31 adult monarchs. Mary Brislance from Lutzen reports, a black bear showed up at her feeding station yesterday, so now she'll have to take in her feeders indoors each evening. Blue jays are gathering in flocks and will be migrating south very soon. As of this weekend, male ruby-throated hummingbirds are gone, but the females and juveniles are still coming to the sugar water feeder. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault note that Wednesday, the 29th of August, common cattails were starting to shed their seeds on tiny parachute carriers. A bottle gentian was blooming in the wet part of the prairie at Riverbend Nature Center. And on Friday, the 31st, they found their first giant puffball mushroom of the season, and they noted that American goldfinches were feeding their begging young at their feeding station. And yesterday, Tom and Lisa said they noticed the first common milkweed pods were starting to open. This past week has been a great time to watch fall migrating warblers. Tom made a little list here. He's seen black and white, ovenbird, magnolia, chestnut-sided, Tennessee, Nashville, Wilson's, and golden wing warblers. Danny and Lynn Havlicek from Havlicek Orchard near New Prague report that they're picking Parker and Patton pears, chestnut crabs, red Harrelson, sweet tango apples, and they'll be picking Lakeland this week. Danny will be selling pears and apples at Kingfield Farmers Market. That's in Minneapolis, 43rd and Nicollet, this morning starting at 8:30 and ending at 1. So far, the 2018 season has been very, very good, and pears. Do we have time for just a little bit more?
We have about a half a minute.
Okay. Julie Brophy from Victoria reports, eastern painted turtles are now coming up on logs as the water's cooling down. They like to sun themselves so they can digest their food. She counted 20 the other day. And she said, male Orioles are still coming for mealworms. That was as of the 29th. On the 31st, many birds were coming to bathe in the bird bath, including a Nashville warbler, black-capped chickadee, American goldfinch, all bathing at the same time. And yesterday, she heard eastern chipmunks monkeying, and especially more so now because hawks were moving overhead. She still had one male Baltimore visiting mealworms and grape juice feeder yesterday. And this past Friday, I got a note here from people at Thief River Falls. They still had ruby-throated hummingbirds, Baltimore Orioles, coming to the sugar water and grape jelly feeders, and migrating common nighthawks were being observed way up in northwestern Minnesota.
Well, Jim, you enjoy that beautiful country where you are right now.
And well, we are.
Well, I know that we're going to have a special programming from our company, our Entercom company, next Sunday. So we'll be our show won't be on until the following Sunday.
That's
but,
right.
But we'll talk to you then. We'll talk to you this week, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You, Jim.
Bye for now.
Jim
have
Gilbert back. Yes, thank you. He'll be 2 weeks from today with more Nature Notes here on 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.